Patty has a bachelor's degree in environmental science from Lehigh, but we don't care about that. What we care about is that she has a master's from Michigan, so she has some Michigan ties. Hi, Patty.
Hi, yeah, I spent a couple of years in Michigan.
Yeah, did you have a good experience?
Oh, yeah, good time in Ann Arbor.
Well, we're calling from Spartanland, so we're gonna forgive you for that.
I was thinking that when you said mid-Michigan. But
tell me what the Food and Water Watch is.
So we're a nonprofit organization. I work in our office in D.C., and we really focus on advocating for good government policy on food and water. We want to have safe food and clean water that's accessible for everybody.
Well, tell us about the egg recall story. Millions and millions and millions of eggs are involved.
Right. So right now, where we're at is that two companies, one called Wright County Egg and one called Hillendale Farms, have put out recalls for eggs that they produced from mid-May into early August. And at this point, it's 550 million eggs that have been recalled. And the reason that they did the recall is that there was a wave of people that were sick from salmonella, and so the federal government had to work backwards. They did some detective work and investigating to try to find the source that may have made those people sick.
And there were hundreds and hundreds of folks who were sick.
Yeah, there's at one point the Centers for Disease Control was investigating 2,000 cases of people that had salmonella, which, you know, they saw a spike in the rates, and that's why they started investigating. And lately they've been saying they think there's about 1,300 cases that may be tied to this.
Any serious illnesses with this?
So salmonella is most risky for folks who don't have strong immune systems for some reason because they're otherwise ill, for children, for older folks. I mean, they're the ones who are going to be most at risk, and they may end up in the hospital, with dehydration or other complications. A healthy adult is not going to enjoy it. I mean, we're talking about stomach problems, vomiting, diarrhea. It's not a pleasant experience.
Do the two companies involved have ties?
It seems like they do have some connections. This is an industry where really large players are producing a lot of the food. So the top 10 companies in the egg industry produce half the eggs that we eat, and half the eggs that we eat come from just 5 states. We've really consolidated where we do this, where we raise eggs. And these two companies, it seems like they have some common suppliers that give them feed for the chickens, and actually where they buy baby chickens. And so that needs to be part of the investigation, too. Did the salmonella start there?
What are those 5 states that produce the most eggs, and where are these two companies located?
So these two companies are both operating in Iowa, and those are the production plants and the farms that are involved in the recall. They're very large facilities in Iowa. And the other top egg states are Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, and California.
And just to give people an idea how big these operations are, how many chickens and how many eggs are produced at, say, either of the two companies involved?
So these two companies each have multiple millions of chickens in various locations. And so what we're talking about here is not really the picture that's on the package of, a little flock of birds outside in a barnyard. I mean, these are very intensified production operations. So the model here is, a building that has 100,000 chickens in it, and there might be several of those buildings on one site being run by a company. And, at this point, we're kind of relying on statistics that the industry keeps, but I was looking at some of those numbers the other day, and the egg industry even says that there's 12 companies in this country that have more than 5 million chickens each.
You mentioned the feed that both these companies may share. It's thought that that may be the source of the salmonella, as the feed may have it. It's ingested by the chickens and then passed on to the egg.
Right. So that's part of what we need to figure out. So salmonella can be found in the environment. It's a bacteria. It ends up in the egg because it's in the system of the chicken. So it starts there as the chicken is producing the egg and it's on the inside of the egg. And so we actually need to focus more on preventing this type of contamination. And so the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, actually just put out some rules on salmonella that went into effect last month. It's been dragging out finishing this rule, but they just went into effect last month, and we need to see if it's going to work.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with Patty Lavera, who's the Assistant Director of the Food and Water Watch. She coordinates the food team. We're talking about the egg recall story. And Patty, from what I understand, these companies have had challenges with infractions in the past.
especially the one. We're learning more and more about this one company, Wright County Egg. It's owned by a name that's been around in the egg industry for a long time, and folks in Ohio and Iowa and Maine especially, where he started, have heard of this guy, Jack DeCoster. He owns a lot of different interests in the egg world. And, yeah, he's had quite a track record. There's been environmental problems at his facilities. There's been a lot of labor complaints and fines. He's been charged with immigration violations, sexual harassment of workers. Just a few months ago, he settled some complaints about animal welfare. And at one point, the Attorney General of Iowa called him a habitual violator of environmental rules. So it's not just food safety we're looking at as being impacted by these big operations. It's all kinds of side effects.
Patty, do we know which states have been affected by these egg recalls?
So it keeps shifting a little bit as people kind of check their records and figure out their suppliers. The last time I checked, there was a list of about 15 states where these eggs had been sold, kind of scattered around the country. And the best thing for consumers to do is to go look at the list. Because these companies were so big, they were selling the eggs under a lot of different brands. So when I counted yesterday, there were 30 different brands of eggs involved in the recall. And so the FDA.gov has a list on their website, and there's also a website the industry put up called eggsafety.org, and they have a list there, and that's probably the easiest way for consumers to check.
Is Michigan one of the states involved?
I was just checking my list, and I am going to figure that out while we're talking here. I have to pull it out. I've lost track of the 15 states.
We're talking with Patty Lavera, who's the Assistant Director of the Food and Water Watch on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and worldwide on the internet at 1320WILS.com. Patty has a master's degree from Michigan, so she's got some Michigan ties, and we've been talking about the egg recall and the states that are involved in that.
So I just looked at the list again, and as of the other day when I looked at the list of states, Michigan wasn't on it. But it is worth taking a look at that list just to make sure, because sometimes these records are a little slow to catch up with the reality.
So what we're waiting for is to find out exactly what caused the salmonella, and then I know that will pretty much end the story beyond any fines and or what would happen to those two companies.
That's an excellent point. I mean, right now, you know, when we have a food safety problem like this or a big recall, a lot of what happens in the courts. There already are lawsuits for people that have been made sick. There will be more. That's to be expected. And so that's one of the questions. Does it stop there, or do we see some other action out of this? Do we learn from it? Do we see some change in the regulations? I mean, there really hasn't been much regulation of the egg industry, and so we need the FDA to get in there and figure out what standards they need. A lot of food safety problems and recalls don't really result in fines. These agencies don't have a lot of power to fine companies for doing things wrong.
Are there any other concerns that Food and Water Watch is looking at? I know that you focus on food, water, fish, around the world. Anything else that you got your eyeball on?
We got all kinds of eyeballs on stuff. I mean, on water, there's actually a lot of water issues in Michigan. You guys have a lot of water, which is great. We're really interested in how we manage our water and who makes the decisions on water. So we're really interested in helping cities, you know, find the funding to keep their water under democratic local control, not outsourcing it to a private company, which is starting to happen as states and cities have budget problems. We think that's a bad model, and we should keep water under public control. You know, there's a lot of conversations in local communities about bottled water companies coming in and kind of mining a community's water to sell it somewhere else in bottles. So there's a lot of work going on around that issue, too.
All right. Well, thanks so much. And for folks who want more information about food and the Food and Water Watch, how do they do that?
So we have a website, which is foodandwaterwatch.org. And so it's got information on all these issues, and there's places you can take action and stay involved.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time. It's something that we were a little bit worried about here, especially thinking that Ohio companies that produce eggs are involved. But apparently it hasn't gotten to Michigan yet, although it may. And what's that website again that people can go to find out which states and companies are involved with the egg recall?
So I think the easiest one to use is eggsafety.org. There's a list on there. But also, if you want to read more about the investigation, you can go to fda.gov.
Patty Lavera from the Food and Water Watch. Thanks so much, Patty.
Thank you.